This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Elaine Saunders, audiologist, biomedical engineer, and executive chairman of award-winning Australian telehealth and hearing aid company, Blamey Saunders. Here's Dr. Saunders. Welcome to eHealth Radio.
It's a great pleasure, Eric. Thank you.
And you're most welcome. Great to have you out today. So I understand that hearing aids could only be prescribed by a clinician in a clinic. How does an online solution work?
We have people test their own hearing using our speech perception test, which is online. And that means that they listen to 50 words and repeat them. And they can see a picture or a graph afterwards of what words they're hearing well and what words they're not hearing well. And we can use that information to set up their hearing aids. So when they order their hearing aids, they've got some presets in it, and then they can fine-tune it further. So it's a really, really easy way to do it and really convenient.
Also, how can you test hearing online? Get into some of those details, if you will.
It's a good way to test it because it can be tested in real-life conditions. So we ask people to do the test in their home at comfortable listening levels. So they're listening to words in their home at comfortable listening levels, and that's much more realistic than listening to beats in a padded room, which has got a different purpose. That might be to tell you why you've got hearing problems. But if you want to know how well you're hearing, listening to words at comfortable levels is a really good way to do it.
And most convenient as well. Now, I recall the hearing aids my Annie used to have. They were pretty ugly, bulky. What can we expect to see today?
You know, I expect some are, but one of the things we wanted to do was really make sure that people wanted to wear the hearing aids, that they sounded good and they looked really nice. So we worked with a medical device jeweler who was inspired by the crystals in the museum to come up with a design that really looked attractive. And our goal was to make it about desirability, not disability. So I think people who are using hearing aids deserve hearing aids that look really good, and that's what we've tried to do.
That certainly sounds good. Today we are with Dr. Elaine Saunders, audiologist, biomedical engineer, and executive chairman of award-winning Australian telehealth and hearing aid company, Blamey Saunders Hears, here on eHealth Radio's Hearing Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Saunders, hearing aids are always quoted as very expensive, with premium devices upwards of $10,000. Are they really worth that investment?
There's an awful lot of money in the retail end in hearing aids, certainly here in Australia. So we wanted to reduce the barriers to getting hearing aids because we know, and science tells us, that the sooner you get on with using hearing aids, absolutely the better for your hearing and for your brain. So we wanted to break down the barriers, and one of those was cost. So by working directly with the person who needs the hearing aid or wants the hearing aids, not only can we keep the price right down, but we also learn more about how to make better and better hearing aids. It really is sort of a great way to use eHealth to be much more in touch with your users.
Dr. Saunders, if someone is starting to have trouble hearing in restaurants and some situations where it is really noisy, what advantages would they get from having a hearing aid? Most would rather just put up with the noise.
You know, we know that because people start to have difficulty hearing in difficult places, what often happens is they start to avoid them. And little by little, that goes towards withdrawing and being a bit isolated. There are a lot of mental health issues that arise from people withdrawing and from not using their hearing. And we've even shown in science that there's an association between not treating your hearing and getting cognitive issues, cognitive decline, early dementia. So it's really important to get on to addressing hearing loss early. And if you're starting to have trouble hearing in difficult places, that's an early sign of hearing loss. So my advice there is to pop onto our website, test your hearing, and find out what it really is like.
Really good information, Dr. Saunders. Thanks for your time. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a tip, a takeaway, anything else you'd like to share in conclusion along the lines of our conversation today?
In conclusion, my strong message is really, if you think you're having hearing difficulties, you probably are, and you need to do something about it sooner than later. So we've tried to make it easy, but my real goal as a sort of profit-for-purpose company is really to help people get on with using hearing aids sooner rather than later. So hop online and do that test and then decide what to do from there.
Again, it is blameysaunders.com.au. Dr. Saunders, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. We certainly appreciate what you do in the space.
Thank you. Great pleasure.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Elaine Saunders, audiologist, biomedical engineer, and executive chairman of award-winning Australian telehealth and hearing aid company, Blamey Saunders Hears. And for all the details and to take your online hearing test, visit blameysaunders.com.au. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.